The next three things I feel you need, we take a look at in this audio series. Let's get started. The first thing is the tools. You need the right tools for the job. So this will mean your core studio setup. If you want to start recording, for instance, that would be microphone preamp, audio interface, your computer, your monitors, some mic stands, and some cables and connectors will probably get you going. And if you're an electronic music producer, it can probably be similar setup. You may want to work with, say, an MPC if you're into hip-hop, and there are different setups for different producers, so this will all differ from producer to producer. As part of the knowledge, you'll need to figure out what it is exactly that you need for your own home studio. So this can be quite a session of research and learning and figuring out. You'll find some information about that on renegadeproducer.com, but there are loads of other sites out there that also give you good information on setting up your home studio and knowing which tools you need. Another one, a good one to go check out, is tweakheads.com. That's TWEAKHEADZ.com, I think. But just enter Tweakheads into Google and you'll find it as well. It's a great site, written in a very easygoing, light style, about this quite serious subject matter, obviously, of your home studio toys. So take a look at that site as well. That's a great resource. The important thing to remember when you're buying your equipment is you don't want to shave on quality when it comes to your core components. You know, if you have a great preamp but you have a bad mic, you're not going to get a good sound. If you have a great mic but you have a bad converters, you're not going to get the sound that you want, or you're not going to get the best quality sound. You know, if you have everything in your signal chain of the best quality but you have really bad monitors and you can't hear what you're mixing, then, you know, you're not going to produce the mixes you want to produce. So it's essential that you get as good a quality piece of gear for each link in your chain, from your microphones, through your preamps, through your interface, you know, out your monitors. You want that signal to be as clean and strong as possible, and you don't want to damage your signal with bad gear. So this is very important, and you'll save yourself a lot of time and effort by just doing your research first and buying the best gear that you can when you start off. You know, save up, get the best you can afford. You know, just buying something and just to get started is all great. You know, you got to start somewhere, but you're going to end up just, you know, a few years down the line getting better and then realizing, okay, your equipment's holding you back. Now you need to buy new gear, learn the new gear, pay for the new gear, all those things. And that's not necessary if you just do a bit of research first, save up and get yourself good quality gear to start off with. So the tools, that's essential. You need the right tools for the job. So get the best you can afford. On to the next thing. The next thing you need is the space. Once you've got the tools, you've got to need a good environment to place them in and to work with them. So this is your little room that you're going to be setting aside for both your monitoring and recording if you don't have a lot of space. If you're so lucky to have a separate recording room, great for you. I don't. So you can then you can create this space by obviously acoustically treating your room. And for this, you'll basically have to choose a good room, set up your equipment well in that room, and then pay attention to what you hear when you're listening back or when you're recording, and you know, maybe pop the room dimensions into a room mode calculator you'll find online, and see where your major problems will be. But most small studios will need some treatment, you know, a couple of bass traps in the corners, some absorption on the walls, and maybe a couple of diffusers. But what you'll need to do in your own space will depend on the space you have. So once again, here you'll need the knowledge, the basic acoustic knowledge, and you'll also need to go through a bit of research and figuring out, and then definitely listen when you play back your mixes or when you play back CDs in your room. listen, and if you can hear anything, try and correct that problem. If you can hear any problems, then try and correct that. But you'll be good with just some basic room treatment to start off with. And then later on, when you've got loads of cash, you can design your perfect home studio spaceship, you know, and the dream. We'll all get there. So, and then the third thing I'd like to look at in this particular audio that I also feel every Renegade producer needs, you know, it's great. You've got the tools, you've got the space, but you have no skills. You can't, you don't know how to use the tools, or you don't know how to, you can't use what you have. So this is obviously vital, the skills, you know, and the only way you get the skills, the only way is to practice. You know, you learn how to do something, and then you go into your little studio and you practice until you can do it. You can obviously learn new skills. You can then practice and refine those skills, take notes of your results, and refine the skills until you feel comfortable with them, and you know, you'll keep getting better. And then also experiment with different things. This will also, you know, help you develop your skills. So, but practice is the key when it comes to your skills. There's no way around this. Once again, it's not quantum physics. It's just, you know, you sit there and you do the work. So just to recap the six things we've taken a look at so far in the first two parts of this audio series: the hunger, the taste, the knowledge, the tools, the space, and the skills. You need all six of those things as a Renegade producer. And there are three more things which you'll hear about in the next part of this audio series. So catch you in the next part.